The enemy training, they showed us port, Morse code, semaphore, all that kind of stuff, tying knots, and a lot of our little navigation stuff. And by that time, your time was up. They say, if you want to go home, for leave, you can go for a week or two, if you wish, you know, and then come back again. We came back again, and what we did was talk to the other boys that were there. Some were tough, some were kind of gentle, you know, a mixture of boys. But they wanted boys.
Right.
These boys were given jobs on the ship as deck boy or cabin boy. That's non-commissioned. And you were on the ship. If it come too late and they need some more room, they would send you back home, telling you to go to the nearest port when you were notified. This port had been notified that you were in the area, and when they needed you as a deck boy or a cabin boy, they would call you. That's what going to the pool was called. Mm-hmm. The other alternative was getting a ship. If a ship came in anywhere and they needed a deck boy or a cabin boy, they would notify somebody, maybe the ship, and say, we want a deck boy, SS so-and-so, in Avonmouth port. So therefore they'd say, come on in, we got a ship here, and give you a train ticket or a bus ticket and your necessary papers, discharge papers, and away you went. And that's where you went.
So it's like a hiring pool where you would be kind of on call and you get
that's
a place.
Right, on the pool, all the good in the ship.
Were you living at home while you were waiting for an assignment?
What was that?
Were you living at home?
Living at home.
And you would just be notified that...
Wait till the pool called you to tell you they got a deck boy job or a cabin boy job.
So you spent 3 months on the training ship?
3 months on the ship.
And then you went and waited for an assignment?
Then you either went to the pool, the reserve pool, or on a ship.
Yeah.
That was it. Of course, if anybody got a ship, boy, that was going home.
Yeah, you know? You wanted to go.
Yeah, and I got a ship. The captain sent to me and said, I got a ship for you. He said, you can leave right now, get your bag, here's your papers, all that. And it's in Barry, South Wales. It's called the MV Kaipaki. Kaipaki is a New Zealand name for those wild the original people in New Zealand.
Okay.
So the ships are all named after New Zealand. This ship was a good ship. I didn't know anything about ships. Knew nothing. This was a refrigerator ship. I didn't even know that. A refrigerator ship. Have you ever heard of that?
I think so.
It's usually a good ship.
Yeah.
Better than usual. And this ship, I didn't know, may have had twin screws, which I didn't know. I'm just guessing because it's service. It was a 23-knot ship. Does that mean anything to you?
It's fast.
Fast. Why? It was on a regular run from New Zealand with fresh meat frozen to England. Mm-hmm. It had to be fast. Even though it had refrigerators, they wanted to get it delivered.
Right.
It may have also carried maybe half a dozen passengers that could give good money for a ship going where they want to. And all of it. And what kind of air travel was it then? None. And maybe passenger traffic, I didn't know about, but there must have been some.
Yeah.
This might have been a little faster, I'm afraid of. So I joined up as a deck boy. The war was on. That ship was commandeered, took over by the English because they needed a ship now.
Yeah.
And they'd take anybody's ships. They painted the ship grey and went into war service. But because of that refrigeration, that ship was full of meat when I went aboard. But it was also full of war cargo.
Mm-hmm.
From my port in Manchester, where I used to live. This is jumping the story. I only went one trip. I didn't like it because it rolled. I didn't know all ship rolled.
Right.